With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Accused of living a lavish lifestyle while failing to pay at least $1.4 million in taxes, presidential son Hunter Biden has been indicted by a federal grand jury in California. There are three felony charges and six misdemeanors. As the UN Security Council urges another Gaza ceasefire, overnight, Israeli forces were busy hitting the southern Gaza town of Rafah twice.
Israel has widened its offensive against Hamas from the devastated north to southern areas already packed with displaced people. Heavy fighting in and around the southern city of Khan Yunis has displaced tens of thousands of people and cut most of Gaza off from deliveries of food, water, and other vital aid. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Israel must do everything it can to protect civilians, to ensure that humanitarian assistance flows into Gaza.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has used a rarely exercised power to warn the Security Council of an impending humanitarian catastrophe and urge members to demand a ceasefire. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, American and Iraqi officials say a rocket attack on Baghdad's Green Zone, home of the U.S. Embassy in the Iraqi capital, caused some minor damage but no casualties.
An Iraqi security official says 14 Katyusha rockets were fired on Friday, of which some struck near one of the embassy's gates while others fell in the river. A U.S. military official says rockets hit the vicinity of Union 3 that houses offices of the U.S.-led coalition.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. Accused of firing shots outside a synagogue while shouting Free Palestine, a man has been arrested in Albany, New York. This happening right at the start of Hanukkah. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 48 points, NASDAQ futures off 49. This is SRN News. The FDA promotes transgenderism.
The agency is encouraging the Research Institute for Gender Therapeutics to conduct tests on a new puberty-blocking hormone for boys, suggesting that government approval for such a drug might be forthcoming in the future. So far, the Food and Drug Administration has never approved a medication specifically to help children live as the opposite sex. The drugs currently used for that purpose are actually designed to treat actual diseases. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new law has been passed in Denmark's parliament that makes it illegal to desecrate any religious text in the country. The vote on Thursday came after a recent string of public desecrations of the Quran by a handful of activists sparked angry demonstrations in Muslim countries. The Justice Ministry says the legislation is designed to counter systematic mockery, which has contributed to intensifying the threat of terrorism in Denmark. This is SRN News. A judge has handed down sentences stemming from a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Sean Fix of suburban Detroit sent to prison for 3 years. Brian Higgins of Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, put on probation, telling the court,
I'd like to apologize to the governor and to her family. Generally remorseful of the actions that took place.
Judge Charles Hamlin offered this.
We have seen a marked transition in this country towards the acceptance of political violence, and that cannot take root and has to be reversed.
Sound courtesy Up North Live News. The results of the prosecutions were mixed. Overall, 9 of 14 charged were convicted. I'm Ben Thomas.
We'll be getting the lowdown on last month's jobs picture when the Labor Department releases the November employment report later this morning. More details at SRNNews.com.